Listening Library presents The Lost Years of Merlin by T.A. Barron. Read for you by Michael Kumpsty. Featuring an introduction read by the author.
Hello, this is T.A. Barron. I don't know much about wizards, but I have learned this much. They are full of surprises. Almost a decade ago, as I finished writing a book called The Merlin Effect, which follows a single strand of Arthurian lore from ancient Druid times all the way to the 21st century, I realized that the strand had tangled me up so completely I couldn't possibly escape. The strand was Merlin himself. Oh, he is a truly captivating and mysterious fellow, this wizard who can live backward in time, defy the legendary threefold death, and even seek the Holy Grail while still speaking with the spirit of rivers and trees. I realized I really wanted to get to know him better. Now, whether Merlin was ever real or not in the realm of history, a question people have hotly debated, he is certainly real in the realm of imagination. There he has long lived, and there he continues to thrive. And best of all, he even welcomes visitors on occasion. So before I could even start to protest, Merlin made his own plans for me. My other books and projects had to wait. He was ready, no, eager, to reveal at last the secret story of his lost years. To be sure, I knew well that making even a small contribution to his already rich body of legend would be a daunting challenge. But I was very curious, and Merlin was very insistent. Then came the wizard's first surprise.